dude. Is he gonna put his name down on Tanner Crest then or not?
Who, Tim?
Mm.
Yes.
Well, that'll teach him a bit.
I
I don't know, I hope so.
want
Punishment's much better, isn't it?
to play snake and ladders.
Snakes and ladders? We haven't tidied up that yet. Had to tidy up that game before we play snakes and ladders.
Where's snake and ladders, I know?
I don't know, you should know, not me.
I don't. It's in cupboard.
Is it?
It might be on the top.
Yeah.
On the shelves. Regional accent, dear. What regional accent is
Why?
it?
Hmm? And I was told at one stage that I used to revert back to Yorkshire.
You're not now. You're as true Mancunian as anything now.
Mm.
Mm.
He used to ask me to say things. Bradford, and I'll have to say it right. No, you've not said it like you do.
Odd years in Manchester has definitely
I expect it would, wouldn't it?
Influenced it.
Yap it!
Pardon?
See?
See?
I have said these already.
I do, I'm sorry.
All the time.
Yeah, did you? Oh. Your grandma wasn't listening properly, eh?
I feel quite pleased having cleaned everywhere and got the tea ready and everything. I feel like I can enjoy the rest of the day now.
Well, that's my potato.
Until some sort of disaster happens, I suppose.
Potatoes and gravy I've left there. A mousse in the fridge.
Well, it's always such a hassle if you're trying to do 10 things at once and you've just come home from school because
they want you,
they
don't
want,
they?
Constantly. Got to provide activity.
I used to take half my class home with you. Well, seem to.
To play or to deliver home?
No, I used to play at my house. Oh. And I used to get jobs done and then I used to deliver them back again up the street when the mothers used to come in. I used to revert to Dorothy.
We don't have any. Chris was never bothered asking people back from school. I don't think he knows them that well. Well, I mean, he does know them, but they're not
he
really his type,
no,
you know.
Right. You can imagine that. You don't mind not seeing him now.
No. I mean, he's quite happy being there with them.
Mm.
I've never heard him say, oh, can we go and play with such a body? He said he likes going to play with Kirsty and Hannah. And Kirsty and Graham, he's quite fond of them too, and Adam.
But he's a little loner, isn't he?
And all those, really,
mm.
are sort of his type of player,
mm.
if you know what I mean. But he gets fed up if people don't play properly. Likes to set things out and make them go, you know,
mm.
rather than
mm-hmm.
throw it about.
Mm.
Like I said, look at somebody we all know enjoys doing. No, that's only because he's little. They played ever so well this morning, didn't they? What were you playing this morning when you got up? You and Christopher. You have a
snakes
game.
And ladders.
Was it snakes and ladders this morning? Oh no, it was a tractor thing, wasn't it? Or did you play snakes and ladders as well?
Snakes and ladders.
I've noticed he takes things from Christopher now.
Mm.
That's what
you play. And we didn't go on
it's
snakes.
It's to sleep.
Because
Ricky
got
up, that is...
Did you? Didn't you go on any snakes?
No!
Good, isn't it? Yes, I definitely improving. Mind you, you've got to pick the right time of day. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean,
yeah. Fracture off the end.
Well,
they're doing very well, really. I'm quite pleased. Do you want a cup of coffee with your meal? Or do you
not?
Decided he likes yogurt, has he? He used to love yogurt.
Oh, no, he did, yes.
And then he went off it.
Oh, he's a spot.
I don't know.
Apple.
You want a yogurt with apple. So you're going to start with the yogurt, see it?
Even the yogurt.
There you go, there's the yogurt. I'll get you a spoon.
Mm. have it. I'd be pleased if you like yogurt again, Tim. I'm just fed up with you not liking yogurt.
Oh, it's funny when you said you didn't like it as well. I'm sure I've seen you eat it.
Well, he's like that, isn't he? In case. I never had this sort of trouble with Christopher in terms of what he likes and what he doesn't like. I should just mix it round a bit. Do you want to lick this?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
There it
is. I can see that.
Watch what you're doing. I don't want it on me.
I like it. Oh, good. Perhaps you had a funny flavour or something, it put him off,
doesn't
it? I remember when I was little, if you just had one thing with a funny flavour in it, it put you off that thing for the rest of it.
Yeah.
Well, for some time. I think that's got slightly more milk in it. Oh, we've got the what's it group tonight, haven't we? I wonder if we've got any milk to give them all a cup of coffee. No, we haven't. Better take you home, we'll have to get some more milk. Otherwise we'll be stranded tomorrow.
It's coffee.
What coffee?
That.
This is coffee, yeah.
Come on, would you like an apple?
I don't think I'm at this particular moment, I'm full.
Well done. I'm impressed.
You were that
too raw.
Apple.
Oh, I'm too raw, haven't I?
You were that apple.
That seemed to be filling. Were they filling?
Oh, I took it wrong on that.
I think. What are you having, Apple?
I'm having my yogurt first.
Same as mine.
Same as yours, yeah. So I've given up buying funny flavours now. I just buy strawberries because nobody else
seems to like them. I don't blame you really because some of them are. Unless you like.
Well, I like, usually, I like three out of the four, and then nobody seems to like the fourth.
Nobody, so you're left with it.
So I have to make a jolly thing. And I think Christopher likes black cherry, doesn't he? That's
and he likes all of them.
Mm. Mm.
And I don't.
Yeah. You just like strawberry, do you? You're like your mummy, I only like red ones, really. Strawberry and raspberry.
I don't like
anything. I don't
like
black cherry.
I mean, if I was forced to eat them, that would be it, but.
You like all of them.
Mm.
Well, she
I'm not fond of things like apricot and nectarine.
No, I don't. Oh, no.
I don't.
The fruits of the forest I treat with great suspicion.
Would I go
I'm not fond of
butter.
Pineapple ones either.
I like
pineapple and I like yogurt, but put the two together. I think it's things with big chunky bits in I don't fancy, which is silly really because that's the fruit in it, I suppose.
Yeah, it's the fruit in it,
yeah. It's drowned.
There weren't such things when you were a little girl. Didn't have your bits like that. There's a lot of things come in that we didn't use to have.
There's sort of international things that
were like. I'm on the bottom!
I've noticed that lately, you know, the last few years, some of the things you used to get as a treat abroad are now here.
Mind you, they don't taste the same.
Not necessarily,
they're
no,
sort
no,
of anglicised sometimes.
Yes, they do. Those potato waffles, I tried them once. Nothing like what Roy did in Canada. Mm.
I'm making it deeper.
What's your name wasn't there? I started to ask what you actually eat there.
What's
that other cute tree?
June. I took her class on Friday afternoon.
Is that one?
Mine?
Been away all week.
Mine's the pips. Some pips.
By the time I got to them, they'd had about 20 odd teachers. No, that's not true.
No, but
they'd had lots of teachers.
More things. So.
They wanted me for the whole day on Friday, but I said, I'm sorry, I can only do you half a day if you're interested. They were desperate. Well, they only ring me. They only ring me when I'm desperate. When they're desperate. Everybody rings me when I'm saying they're desperate. Well, I don't want too much, you know what I mean?
No.
Having chosen to stay at home with him, I don't want to be.
Not fair to him. Well, when he's old enough to understand.
Well, it's quite fun just going off for the odd day, because then he goes off to see Ian, and he enjoys himself. But it was two afternoons last week, so I did Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon.
That's not fair to Ian's mum, really.
Well, she dumps hers on me. I mean, she's got two children to dump on me, so I don't feel bad about that.
in that, you know, we decided that's what we didn't mind doing, and they're no trouble. In fact, they're less trouble probably together than they are now. No, we're just talking about when I did last week. Remember when I went teaching last week and you went to Ian's house, didn't you? We did two afternoons.
Martin got chicken pox then.
Yeah. Anyway, I think she's hoping to come to Mums and Toddlers tomorrow. There's an idea in the air that on Maundy Thursday, instead of having an ordinary Mums and Toddlers, we'll have a service in church for half an hour. And then a run around to cook the coffee with the big toys in the hall. That's a good idea.
Mm.
I thought it was a nice idea because it's a bit tricky. Remember the Chris Dingle one we did at Christmas? That went really well. And we thought perhaps something similar, but for Easter. Yeah, don't know what we're doing, but still, it's awesome. Because people like John will be available, won't they, to play. Because he's not teaching full time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of the schools have.
Oh, they do, don't they? Sorry, I thought she wasn't doing anything on that day.
Well, she wasn't going to, and then the elections got in the way. We still don't know about that. As it said in the paper that they're having elections in the church hall, nobody in the church knows about it.
No, they can't, they don't trust them.
So if they don't ask, they panic. But if they're up and ask quick, then we can...
It's got to be someone with a caretaker, isn't it, for these elections? There isn't one, is there?
Why a caretaker?
Talk me up and see to it.
Well, can't they?
They don't usually.
Hmm. Well, they'll have to if they want it, won't they?
Okay, the caretaker next, you see.
Well, in that case, I expect, you know, some of us could become a caretaker for the they're going to pay us.
You get there for 7 in the morning.
That's all right. Open it up. And then what do you do? Keep tripping along and sweeping it up where people drop the cigarette ends on the floor.
That's what you do.
Well, not for a smoke in the place. Spend the will.
All Manchester buses are no smoking.
All right.
Stairs and down then.
Very good. I don't see why they shouldn't be, really, because it's so horrible for everybody else.
And Birmingham Station. Birmingham Station is non-smoking.
Yeah, I noticed that one. Well, that's sensible because it's underground.
And they give it out on the trains as you're coming in.
Fine.
Please remember, Birmingham New Street is a no-smoking area. If you are smoking, put your lights out.
Call yourself.
Mm-hmm.
After the King's Cross affair, you could have a King's Cross in Birmingham Station, couldn't you?
Oh, well, that's why they put all those protections around the...
Is that what all this refurbishment's been about?
Mm. Because of King's Cross. Because you put all over, it's off. One time you just went straight on the escalator, now you've got to go.
Okay.
I think it's going to be with Grandma.
With Grandma? Something else on the telly with Grandma. What will it be, Grandma? 1:20. What do you normally watch? Charlie Chalk? No?
Well, last week we were watching... what did we watch?
Probably watched the video.
Video, I think we had on.
And there's something at 1:20 on BBC Two, but I wouldn't like to say what.
I don't know what it is now.
You probably don't need to watch the telly the rest of the time.
We didn't. We went funny and then we played a game last week before we went. We played a game.
Because we've done not a lot this morning, like we just sort of be zombies. I'm sure we could do playing with things if you feel the urge. You've had enough now. You may have a look.
Oh, he hasn't eaten it all, Mummy.
Just half of it. Still, nonetheless, this is it.
That's apple. But the apple, please.
Well, why don't you finish this first? I don't think we should have an apple if we've not finished our yoghurt. Do you?
I have the soup.
Well, if you've had enough, that's it then. We'll leave it and we don't do anything else. Because we can't keep doing that, leaving half of bits and that, this and that.
You've
been doing that a lot recently, the last few days.
Is he having half?
Yeah, having bits of things and saying he's had enough and then having something else, you know.
Oh, well, anybody can do that, can't they?
I'm not into that, really. I think if we eat something, we eat it at the end of story. And if we don't want it, that's fine, but you don't have anything else as well.
I don't think half. half.
I could do with some little apples, but when Annie comes next week.
Only half.
Toxic though.
I'm pretty sure. Only half.
Are
you
going to have a trip somewhere?
Tesco's. I'm happy to go to Tesco's on Friday.
Only half.
Shall I come and meet you then?
Only half.
Only half what, love?
Apple.
No, I'm not breaking into an apple if you want to finish
a
your
tiny card. Tiny bit.
You're getting silly with it.
Only skin.
We don't get silly with our food in this family.
So you can either have the rest of your yogurt or nothing.
Only turn it into yogurt and I was
over. Finish your yogurt if you want your apple as well. Then you will be full, won't you? Nice clean floor that we scrubbed together.
Did you clean it?
Tim and I did it together.
I'm falling.
Oh no.
Mummy's not going to let you fall.
I'm falling.
Are you? Where are you going to?
I'm falling.
Quite good with this thing about it's falling. You managed to remember hidden this morning. Talk about it for a minute. Just put your things down on the table, alright?
What we've got to do is we've got to decide which things are going to float. What does it mean to float, James?
Yeah.
Play-Doh, the plasticine. What happened to the plasticine? Did it float or did it sink?
Sink.
It sank, didn't it? It sank to the bottom. So that needs to go in there. So make some plasticine in there.
No, that's some plasticine on
there. Right, let's make that say plasticine.
And that one's
You have a look for something that floats.
A sponge.
That's the sponge, okay, you're going to have to write sponge there. Okay, what else have you got? Now then, Kevin, you've got some brilliant shells here. What have we got here? The sinking one. Is that the plasticine?
Yeah.
Let me write plasticine so we remember. And what's this one? This is the shell.
Yeah.
And that's the shell again over there. Now what else floats, Kevin? What else floats? Hold on to me, I'll be there in a minute. Sponge floats, right, draw the sponge in there and then we can write sponge. How are you doing, Sharon? What is it you need? Sponge. Wood?
Yeah. No, it's the wood that
put the cork back there so we know. Very good. Well done. Plastic spoon. Good boy. Right, what have we got here? What's in the sinking one? What's this? That's okay, look, I'll help you with plastic spoon because you did very well there. Plastic spoon, is this the sponge?
Yeah.
Right, let's put sponge in there. Now what else have we got? Oh, you've written it there. Never mind. What else can go in there? What about the wood? Let's draw the wood in here. Well done. You've written sponge, lovely. Now what else do we need? Good girl, think of something else now to go in this side. We need some labels on the action, don't we? Wood, the piece of wood. Which is the wood? That one there, right. Look, let's see if you can write wood. Where's the label for wood? Is that there? You see if you can write wood for me on there. Oh, you can. Look, it's got a wood for the water witch. Have a go. If it makes a mess, James, I'll help you, but you try first. The plastic there in that one.
A piece of wood.
Right, that's super. Now then, what else needs to go in this floating one? We've got a shell and we've got a sponge. What else floated, Kevin? What's that called?
Wood.
Cork, that one. Cork. You feel it. See what it's like.
Sponge.
And this is the wood. Here, feel the wood. See, it's different, isn't it? This is cork and that's their shell, love. There's sponge. All right, draw the wood and see if you can write wood in there. You're brilliant. I knew you could do it. It's wonderful. Now then, what else do you need to do in there? We've got wood, sponge, spoon, cork you need now, James. Look.
Is that a float?
There's a cork. Cork, yes, cork floated. Everything floated except the plasticine and the shell. That's a shell, that one. That's a plasticine. What do you want it to say? Mark would like the plastic.
You can't do that word. You can't do that thing.
I'll just put these over here.
I've got this one.
That's fine. You're doing fine. That's lovely. Now, what else do we need to do? Good on your cork. Oh, there it is. Lovely. What else have we need to do? You've done the sponge. You've done the spoon. You've done the shell. You've done the shell in the middle. We better write shell. And we'll know it's the shell under there. Can you? Have a go, because you're doing brilliantly. Just write it there. Oh no, you're so good at it these days. Lovely, well done. That's beautiful, Tanita. And look, Gavin. Good boy, that is lovely. Wood, cork, plasticine, plastic spoon, sponge. I think the cork actually needs to go in this one, because what happened when we put the cork in, do you remember? It didn't sink, darling, it floated on the top. So we really need that one in there, but I'll tell you what we'll do, because you've written it so nicely. We'll put a little arrow and we'll put there. That means that goes in there. Alright? That's lovely. Now all you need to do now is write your name, darling.
No, Gemma, you've got to write one person's name. I'm in here.
Right, write your name at the bottom, Gavin. That's it.
You've got to do that first, Mrs.
That's it. Lovely. Good boy. Well done, Gavin. Do you like to show that to Mrs. That one goes in there. That one goes to Mrs. Freya.
Can I have a go?
Have it, James. That's lovely, James. That's fine. Okay. You better put plastic spoon, James, or else you and me be in trouble, because if you floated a metal spoon, do you know what would happen to that? Bottom. It's sinking to the bottom. Hold on, where are you going with those now?
Busy at the moment.
I don't know, Mrs. Freer. We'll call you if we need you, Gemma. You buzz off and do something else, and then we'll talk to you. One's gone a bit strange. How are you doing there? Kevin? How are we doing, Kevin? Shell? Plastic? Shell. You know what else you need in there? You need a plastic spoon. That's the wood, isn't it? Let me write the wood there.
Spevington.
Cork there. Spevington. Good boy.
Plastic
spoon. Now you just need your Kevin at the bottom now. Let me know it's you. Can you write Kevin?
Spevington, I've written mine, I'm on the back.
Beautiful, Tanita. Hold on, let's check you've got everything. Plastic spoon you've got, sponge you've got. What else do we need? Wood. Have you got the wood in? Have a go with the wood. Here's the wood. Right this minute, Michelle, the answer's no. But later on, I'm sure there'll be time for you to do it too.
Shell, that says Danny. Shell. That's just right for under there, isn't it?
I'll find you the one that says spoon, because it doesn't say just spoon, it says plastic spoon. Now, James, can you remember what happened when we did this? Can you go and explain it to Mrs. Freer when she's finished talking to Christopher? Explain what happened, but just wait till she's finished talking to Christopher, because she'll get fed up with you if you keep talking. How are we doing now? Beautiful. Have you got everything in there? I think you've finished now, Kevin. It's on the floor, yours. Have you finished? You can go and do the next thing now.
Exercising.
Whatever the next thing is.
I can't do it.
Why, what's happened? Will it not fit in?
No.
Do it sort of down that way. One, two, well, just hold on a minute, Victoria. We'll just wait till Mark's finished. It's a bit confusing because we get too many people knocking about. Let's just knock this away. Well done, Tanita. Oh, you forgot to put the shell on, Tanita. Tanita, you forgot the shell. Where are you going to put the shell?
In there.
And? They both fit it, it won't sink to the bottom and it floated. So can you write the shell in both? Can you do the shell in both? Thanks, James, you can potter away now, thank you. Actually, there's a job you could do for me, James, if you'd like to. Find all the things and put them over here with the labels next to them. Can you do that for me? You find the things and get the labels to go with them. That says plasticine, so put that
no, not yet, Victoria, when Mrs. Bevington called you
and then see if you can work out what those say and put them in the right places.
Mrs. Bevington.
Beautiful. Right, let's see who we've got. This is floating and sinking. Float, sink, and we've had Gavin, and we've had James, and we've had Mark. Who else was with us?
Mark, William, Andrew.
Tanita.
Mark, Mark.
And someone else we had. Who was the other one? Kevin. Where's Kevin? There's Kevin. Victoria, yes, you can come. Can you go and get these other people as well? Can you go and get Lisa as well? And Sarah. Okay. Lisa and Sarah. Okay, James, I need you to go away now. Where you go? Oh, sorry, should I show you somewhere? Okie doke. Now then. Can I borrow this and then we finish? Thanks. Can you sit round here? James, I've asked you to go away. Please, could you go?
Hi!
Okay, well, that's just a few smart things. Somebody's messed up this. Look, it says sink here. Never mind. Can you see it nearly says sink? It's a bit wet. This one says float. Love you, Mark. Well done. Put your name on the bottom and then we'll be happy.
I like this one.
We've got hold on, this is somebody missing. Who's missing? Victoria, Lisa, Sarah. Or somebody else.
Who wants a set?
Jenna.
Jenna.
You're busy, are you, love? Right, well, have you then, Jemima.
I
want to
be
Sarah. So that's Jemima.
I'm Sarah.
Sarah.
I am.
Lisa. Victoria. Just put that down, Sarah, for a moment, because I want to explain to you what we've got to do. Are you listening, Victoria? What we're going to do is we're going to try and see which things sink. What does that mean?
If it goes in, you have to put it in that one.
Hold on, listen to the question. What does it mean to sink?
Listen,
Victoria. Are you ready? What does it mean to sink?
Were you listening? I told you at least.
If you sink in the swimming pool, what will you do?
You'll drown.
Yeah, you go to the bottom, don't you? All right, so if it goes to the bottom, it's sinking, okay? What's floating?
What do you think those children are doing there?
What's floating? Victoria, what does it mean to float?
You're
doing the swimming pool because what happens to you, it makes you keep up the top, doesn't it? So if you're floating, you stay at the top. Some people can float and they don't need our hands, they stay at the top. And if you sink, you go to the bottom. Now we've got to look at these things, look, and we've got to decide whether we think they're going to float, stay on the top, or whether they're going to sink and go to the bottom. Now then, what's this here? What's that called, do you know? No, it's called a cork. Cork. You feel it, Victoria, and tell me, what do you think? Do you think that's going to sink or do you think it's going to float? Do you think it'll sink? Do you think it's going to sink or float, love? You think float. What do you think it's going to do, Lisa?
Tanita, you're interfering.
Float. Why do you think it'll float? It's light, so it'll float. You think it'll sink, don't you? Why do you think it'll sink?
Because it's only little.
Because it's only little. Okay, pop it in and we'll see what happens. Oh! What's it here? It's floating, Victoria. Pump it down and see if it'll go to the bottom. So it's on the bottom. Oh! No, it jumped up. It's a definite floater, that one.
It definitely
floats. It doesn't want to go down. It's jumping up again. Leave go, Victoria.
No, no, no.